This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now real quick, if you want to go ahead and jump online with us, you can do that. That is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period, because we understand the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, put that up against the Word of God. Go over to the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, and again, you will understand perfectly as to what we're sharing with you even now. Folks, what we're going to be talking about is Operation Warp Speed. No wonder why they want to hurry everything up. Because they don't want you to see the after effects. Matter of fact, I got audio for the listener, obviously. We're broadcasting into 135 cities as well as into 53 countries. But we also have audio, video available for our viewers on live social media platforms. Now, you can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and sign up over there. Subscribe. Go to the right side of that page. I'm sorry. There's also 13 to 15 articles on that page combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you go to the right side of that page, scroll down a bit, you'll see us there so you can see the videos that I'm about to share with you. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Same exact thing there. Go ahead and click onto the live audio and you will see the videos that I'm going to show you in just a moment here. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so here it is. I want to play some audio, video, for those that can see me. And I want you to see a nurse who just took, her name is RN, she's an RN, I'm sorry, Christy Simons. She just broadcasted this on her social media platform. People wanted me to get this out there as soon as possible because they're trying to pull this down. I'm also going to play another audio from a congressional hearing where we have a whistleblower talking about what's inside of the vaccinations. Again, what they're trying to censor, what they've scrubbed from big tech companies and video and audio because they don't want you to hear and see the truth of the matter. What I'm going to do first here is go to Christy Simons, and I want you to check this out, friends, because this is a video of an RN who just recently took the vaccination, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she says. Listen to this.
My name is Christy Simmons. First of all, I would like to say that I am a registered nurse. I took the COVID vaccine to protect patients and my fellow co-workers. I took it a week and a half ago. It'll be 2 weeks this coming Tuesday. I've had tremors for the last 3 days.
You sure have.
I have been to four ERs. and have been discharged, stating that I need to follow up with neurology.
Huh.
I've contacted two neurologists. One cannot even see me until after March or late March.
Yeah.
The other one said they don't, that they will not see me at all.
Huh.
I'm making this video so that people are aware.
Listen carefully.
Of the possibilities of reactions to the vaccine. I'm not making this video so that you won't take the vaccine. As a nurse, I strongly believe in vaccines. But I do feel that everyone should be made aware that this is a possibility.
Folks, I got to tell you, that's good, Judah.
This video.
That's good. I'm really sorry, folks. But when you have someone that is standing there gyrating out of control because of a vaccination that she just took, to stand there and tell you that other doctors will not see her now, namely neurologists, because of the fruit, per se, Matthew 7:16, the outcome, the results, the effects of the vaccinations. Then she goes on and talks about, I'm not anti-vaccination. I strongly recommend vaccinations. Folks, can you, for the life of yourselves and for the life of me, explain why they're so bent set on defending these vaccinations? Especially when we're sitting there watching a woman that is gyrating out of control because of the vaccination. I didn't say it. This RN, Christy Simons, said it. She made the video because she wanted to make you aware of the fruits of these videos. Now, I got to tell you, friends, there are just some people that they have eyes and they don't want to see. They have ears and they don't want to hear, right? Put that up against Jeremiah 5:31. In other words, these people could be literally transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. And what's sad about it is how many of these people profess to be Christians, and yet Scripture's real clear as to who we're to go to concerning issues of health. Now, put this up, vaccinations, up against Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Acts 10:38, and you tell me as to who we're to go to if we have issues like this. We can even go over to Psalm 91, because Scripture applies. Our Creator knows how to heal us better than anybody else does. And Acts 10:38 tells us what? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God was with him. That belongs to the Creator. And yet we see the fallout day by day by day by day. I just showed you a video. I just played you some audio, listeners, of another nurse, an RN, Christy Simons, who made a video to show you the fruits and the effects of these COVID-19 vaccines. And she also brought up specifically the name of Moderna. Okay, others have been Pfizer. These are the ones that are creating these untested vaccinations. And Americans, you're playing the guinea pigs if you're receiving them. These are the people, by the way, that were excited, that are still able to tell you about how excited they were to get the vaccinations. No matter how many times we play RNs and doctors that are under depositions telling you the truth of what's in these vaccinations, people want to ignore the truth and look at it as if it's fiction, in the face of those that are lying to them and propagandizing them, friends. Well, again, a picture's worth a thousand words. I just played a minute and 28 seconds of a nurse. How much more concerning that, friends, this video, concerning the truth of the matter. We're going to come right back. I'm going to play some audio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Folks, we're just learning this new technology down here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and it's great because we can actually show you the videos. So, again, a picture's worth a thousand words. How much more a video? Live videos. And it's just priceless in the sense of having this because it kills a thousand question marks that people may have. What we always do here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com conference is we want you to cross-check everything we're telling you. We advise that you cross-check anybody and everybody concerning the information that they give you. But again, it just adds to the fact that we can prove the fact and reaffirm our stance when we're actually showing you the videos for yourselves to see. And so we appreciate the opportunity. I got to thank my son, Samuel, who actually set this system up for us. And I also have my other son that's actually playing the producer back here. And we also want to say, and his name is Judah. And then we have also GCN, which is probably about an hour and a half away from us in the state of chilling Minnesota, minus 24, by the way. Now you understand why we call it Minnesota. But with that, I want to play another audio for you, and I want to get to some questions and basically stifle some of the questions that we received over the last week's show on Saturday. And by the way, we had 82,000 people viewing last Saturday's show on two outlets alone that we know of. We want to tell you thank you again for that. We also have to add on to that, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Network. So thanks to all those guys, and thanks to all of you listeners and to all of you viewers as well. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this next audio, video, audio and video, and I want you to check this out, friends, because, again, this is just craziness, what we're seeing across the boards here. This is a video someone sent to us because it was scrubbed by big tech companies, and it is a whistleblower concerning what's in vaccinations, and you can see that it was a congressional hearing. We can't quite get his name, but for those that can see us and see the video, you can go ahead and see it for yourself, and if you can identify who it is, please send it over. We know it's legit, but again, let's just go ahead and let him tell us what's inside of those vaccinations, and let him tell us what vaccination companies are not telling us in any sense of the word. Go for it, Judah.
Well, you heard earlier that there's no real concern about aluminum because it's such a small amount, and so it really shouldn't matter. But the kind of aluminum that we put into vaccines is a different kind of aluminum that we see environmentally. This is called a nanoparticle, and nanoparticles bind really tightly to the bacteria antigens, the virus antigens, the food protein antigens, and any other contaminants that are in the vaccines that we may not know about. And we know that the biochemical properties of nanoparticles is that they are capable of entering the brain. And so we have not evaluated the safety of the aluminum nanoparticle and its injection and where it goes when it gets into the body and whether it gets into the brain. Do vaccine ingredients belong in the brain? No. Do they get into the brain? No one has ever studied it. But animal studies using the same chemicals that are in vaccines that we give to children directly demonstrate that the vaccine ingredients do enter the brain. We are ignoring this information. There are scientists in Europe who've actually done studies on the aluminum nanoparticle and have shown that it can persist in the brain for years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a large outbreak of neurodevelopmental disabilities in adults, including Alzheimer's. And one of the main factors that they're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's is the aluminum nanoparticle that's directly related to the vaccines that we're giving. So we have never studied whether the aluminum that we're giving in vaccines gets into the brain, and we've never measured whether it stays in the brain and what it does if it does stay in the brain. But we do know that vaccines are supposed to cause inflammation in the body. But we have more than half of our children with chronic inflamed conditions. And we've never allowed ourselves to ask the question, if the vaccines cause inflammation acutely, do they continue to create inflammation chronically? We have 1 in 5 with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 10 with ADD and ADHD, 1 in 35 with autism, 1 in 11 with asthma, and 1 in 20 under the age of 5 with seizures. And the autoimmune diseases are exponentially rising, and we are finding that the viruses and the bacteria that we're injecting into the body, along with the adjuvants, create something called molecular mimicry, which means the body sees those viruses thinking that it's foreign, but actually finds pieces of those viruses that match pieces of the self. And the immune system doesn't differentiate between what it's been told to reject and itself. So it will turn the immune system on itself, leading to an autoimmune condition. We know this about hepatitis B. We know it about the Gardasil vaccine. And we know it about the flu vaccine. And we continue to say unequivocally that the vaccines have been studied effectively and that they're safe. And that's just not true.
There you go. There's another whistleblower for you. Now, the reason I brought this up, friends, is because obviously I have many of you that are involved in the fight, the good fight of faith here, 1 Timothy 6:12, and fighting off those that are propagandizing the American people. And by the way, not just in America, but on a global scale, friends, this pandemic is taking its course. And again, I want to remind people not to be disheartened, because there is, on a global basis, friends, of the hundreds of thousands just in single perspective countries across the country that are rising up against what's taking place here. So don't feel polarized. Don't feel like you can't do anything about what's going on. No, I want to tell you what, it's time to speak out, and it's time to stand up and actually do something about what's taking place here, friends, because we are being lied to every single step of the way. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just what this information that I'm sharing right now with you, it just scratches the surface of doctors across the globe that are trying to get the information to the American people. I want to say this, for those that were just watching this video, that were able to watch this video, isn't it interesting that a guy had to take his phone and record that because he was afraid that it was going to be scrubbed from big tech companies? What all of you pro-vaxxers need to ask, you need to ask yourself the question, if it is for the people's good, why is it that they're censoring what doctors are telling the people about the vaccination? Why are they censoring doctors? If what we're doing and what these people are doing is lying to you, why is it so advantageous for them? Why is it so purpose concerning their agenda to shut anybody and everybody down? Because again, if sick people are truly sick and they need to be healthy, you don't have to drive them through unconstitutional measures. You don't have to force compliance. That's all you have to do is show them what will make them healthy and they will willingly go there. But that's not at all what we're seeing here. We're seeing just the exact opposite happening here in the United States of America. And that should frighten anybody and everybody that's paying attention to what's going on in this country right now, friends. I'm going to take Wes from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bradley. Just wanted to comment on the first video that you shared
yep.
this afternoon with the nurse or whoever she is, took the vaccine. I'm not sure I'm really buying that. To me, it looked like I'm just being honest with you. It looks like an act. All right?
You know what it seems like, Wes? Every single point that we prove on this show, you question it.
Well, no,
and I'm just curious to know why that is.
Well, I have to question it because I'm not saying that she's not ill or anything like that. But to find that two neurologists would not see her until March, or another one wouldn't even see her at all,
yeah.
I'm just wondering what the heck is going on. It almost looks like, I mean, could be an actress as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what does she have to gain? This doesn't work for the agenda. This would work against the agenda. They wouldn't want something like this out there.
I understand. But yep. why would she say, I still support taking vaccines if this were the case? That's the part I have a problem with there.
Yep, and I've noticed over and over and over and over again, they're always standing up, the doctors are standing up and defending the vaccinations regardless of the effect that it takes on the person. We played audio, we played video of a nurse that took it. She was excited to get it. 15 seconds later, she's on the ground. Before she even hits the ground, Wes, the doctors are already saying that this is not a side effect of the vaccinations. They get paid pro bono for getting the vaccinations into the people. They're getting kickback for this in a good way, and this is exactly why they're so willing to sell their souls out for 30 pieces of silver. And we see it over and over again. Last week, maybe the week before that, Wes, I played some audio of a doctor in Florida, I believe he was, in Florida, and he was excited about getting his vaccination. He got his first one, and then his second one, within hours, he was dead. And his wife came on the program, basically the news, and said that, you know what, he was pro-vaccination, and he would do it all over again, and he would want everybody to take their vaccinations. Well, I highly doubt that if he lived through the second incident, I highly doubt he would do it again due to the fact that it attacked his lungs and his main organs, his main functions in his body. But we're hearing this reoccurring theme over and over and over again. It could be that they're afraid that there may be some repercussions for speaking out against it because people are dying for doing so. Or it could just be that they're so blind to the fact of the matter that they're just going to go on with it and continuously promote what they believe was always good for the people. I don't know. But I can tell you this. If you want to watch the video, her name is Christy Simons. It was just kicked out on January 2021. And you can check the video. Go ahead and do a download, and you can pull that video up, Wes. Appreciate the phone call. Got to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and administration officials continue to push for a new stimulus package, and they're selling the bill to the public. They believe public support for the $1.9 trillion bill will lead to bipartisan support in Congress.
It has support of Republican mayors, Republican governors, but more importantly, it has support of 50% of Republicans in this country.
Biden's senior advisor, Cedric Richmond. The Republican support Richmond referring to is from a morning consult poll of around 1,000 registered Republicans. A massive winter storm is pummeling much of the United States as it makes its way across the country. The National Weather Service saying winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place across more than two dozen states from Texas to Maine. Things so cold in Texas, wind turbines are freezing up. This is USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents are being overwhelmed with the surge of migrants in parts of Texas and have had to restart catch-and-release policies, turning people loose into the United States as the first signs of a surge emerge under President Biden. Customs and Border Protection saying that a combination of relaxed Biden border policies, coronavirus restrictions on holding people, and deteriorating levels of cooperation from Mexico have left parts of the border in Texas unable to handle the surge. ICE is also canceling an operation that targets illegal immigrants with convictions for sex crimes. Former head of ICE, Tom Homan.
This isn't about public safety at all, because he says sex offenders are still a priority, but he hasn't done a thing about sanctuary cities. They're not going to honor ICE detainers. This is a false narrative to the American people.
The Lincoln Project's fundraising page has been shut down following multiple reports of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We just had Wes calling from Indiana. I just wanted to cover a little more information for you, Wes, before I move on to the next point. The article that I was just talking about was actually promulgated January 29th, 2021. I labeled it insanity. Excited healthcare worker dies after two COVID-19 vaccines. Wife says he would do it again. Matter of fact, his wife said, Zook's wife said, her husband was a proponent of the vaccine and that she does not blame any pharmaceutical company. Okay? He believed in vaccines. I'm sure he would take that vaccine again and he'd want the public to take it, she said. That's insanity, okay? That's insane. But this is what they want you to believe, okay? Now, let me bring it over to another point. I'm talking to Wes right now, just answering some of the questions that he had. Here's something that can kind of close the deal here for most people. If the high number of frontline workers, health workers, rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth of the matter, nothing will. And I want to tell you, those health workers that are rejecting the vaccine know all the well that you're being lied to. They all know that they're not going to lie to you, and this is exactly why they're not taking it. I believe it's 60% of those that are in the medical industry right now are going to be vacating their positions. Now, this isn't good for the rest of us, just for the record. And for the record, I don't think it's good that you run from the battle. I believe that you should stay in the center of it and fight it out, friends, because the law's on your side. For you to just capitulate in the time that you should stay and fight, that's not what Americans are made out of. And I want to bring that first and foremost to Christianity. The Bible says that the bold are made righteous, the righteous are made bold as lions, forgive me. And that's found in Proverbs 28. And bold means forward to danger. Just wanted to give you a couple more points concerning the last phone call from Wes in Indiana. I also want to get over here because we also had a phone call on Saturday of an individual, I believe his name was Willie. And he was calling in, and he just right off the bat just started attacking me. And then when I tried to respond to him, he wouldn't let me respond. So I just said, okay, well, if that's where we're at, I'm going to shut you down. You want to change your attitude and call in, we can do that. But it's my show, and I'm going to talk in response to what you're accusing me of, okay? And I believe the point. I said, I believe the point that he was making is that it is federal law that you take vaccinations. If I'm wrong, I stand corrected, but I believe that's what he was saying, okay? I just want to say this. If you remember rightly, it was Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. If that was true, I wish he would have stayed. But he's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, let me say to this, namely to Willie, if you're listening to me right now, the fact of the matter is, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, if most people were educated enough to know what we were doing was breaking the law, okay, this is what he's saying, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, he just incriminated himself, okay? We also have federal judges, not just one, but several across the United States of America, warning and sharing with the people, put this up against Judges 2, verse 16 when you get a moment. But when you look at the Supremacy Clause, it tells us that the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof and of treaties made, and I got a little bit of a problem seeing this, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Article 6, Section 2. So what's the supreme law of the land? The Constitution of the United States. Now, if I show you, for those that are watching me right now, if I show you a graph of government, it will help you understand quite a bit as to the point that I'm trying to make right now. And the point that I'm trying to make right now is that when you begin to look at the U.S. Constitution, that is the head under God, okay? Then when you look at the legislative, that makes laws, right? In congruence with the U.S. Constitution, not outside of it, but congruent with the U.S. Constitution, you have the legislative branch, Congress, the voice of the people, Senate, House of Representatives. Then you look at the Constitution again, look at the Supremacy Clause. The Constitution is law, not the president. He's there along with the rest of these three branches of government to enforce what? The laws, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. They cannot go outside of their scope of authority. They can call it federal law all they want, but I would say something to Willie here. Keep in mind, the tail doesn't wag the dog. The dog wags the tail. And what are you talking about, Bradley? The states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. And we have Article 10 that prohibits the federal government implementing and overreaching its powers that have never been delegated to it. For the record, if you're looking at this graph right now, we have the executive branch carries out the laws that are enacted, right? According to, right? The Supremacy Clause, the President, the Vice President, the Cabinet, so on and so forth. Then you go to the right of that, you see the judicial, it interprets the laws. I want to tell you something right now. This is misconstrued because the judicial, listen carefully, does not interpret the laws. Okay? It does not interpret the laws. Look at the preamble to the U.S. Bill of Rights. Okay? It does not interpret anything. It discovers the law and it applies the law. Let me say it again. It discovers the law and it applies the laws. Also keep in mind, friends, when you see these Supreme Court injustices, which we see so often, interpret, what is it? It's a misinterpretation. See, they want to get you outside of the scope of common sense concerning the enumerated laws found within, under the umbrella of the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, to the ones that they are to enforce, Article 2, Section 3. They want to get you outside of the Constitution, and they want to create a language that they have the American people talking in line with today, where they make lies sound truthful, okay? What you hear coming from government on so many different fronts, friends, is completely unconstitutional. If we had Ben Franklin, if we had Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, George Washington, our forefathers at a table right now, they'd be looking at the American people and saying what they're talking about is completely unconstitutional. They would tell you that it's completely foreign to what we established over 244 years later. Okay? I just want people to understand what's going on. So you have the judicial, the Supreme Court, and other federal courts all the way down to the civil courts. And so when you look at that picture, you can understand the Supremacy Clause goes over the top of all of that. They cannot act outside of that scope of authority that's been delegated unto them by we the people. And if they do that, then guess what, friends? That's where we the people have to step in and say no more. I just want to tell you, too, in light of what's happening in the United States of America by this criminal called Joe Biden, who's committed the act of treason, who is there by fraud. You know it as well as I do, okay? What would you expect to become of this administration? Because we see that he's acting according to his treasonous manner already, which is a violation of Article 3, Section 3. We just found out, and I'm speaking to Willie right now, the guy that yelled at me on Saturday. Willie, I want you to understand that Biden is now attacking companies and sicking the DOJ. That's not doing their job if they're doing this, okay? Because they're to uphold the Constitution, too. But he's sicking the DOJ on companies that hire Americans over illegals. Let me ask you something, Willie. Is that because Joe Biden said it? Does it make it law? When Adolf Hitler did what he did it make it law? When Mao Zedong did what he did it make it law? When Joseph Stalin did what he did it make it law? Absolutely not. It just meant that the ignorant submitted to him who called himself the law. And that is exactly why they attack Christianity, because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter, that they are not God, that they're minions of hell, and it's just a matter of time before they hit the dirt too. Okay? I just don't want it to happen on our clock, on our allotted time here. So it's for me to educate 330 million people to stand up and say, enough is enough. One more point I wanted to make towards Willie, the guy that attacked me, the guy that didn't know what he was talking about. And by the way, if you want to call in Willie, you can, if you want to hold your tongue and let it be hinged in the middle, okay, on a temperate heart. 1-866-582-9933. One of these federal judges that said what's going on here concerning the governors and mayors and their unconstitutional edicts said that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, our rights come from God, Willie, they don't come from the state, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. These federal judges are saying that what's going on concerning this forced compliance and these unconstitutional edicts, they are sharing with us, friends, that they are completely out of line, which makes them outlaws. We know them as criminals. And yes, there's plenty of people in government today, friends, that are outlaws, which means they're acting outside of their delegated authorities that we bestowed upon them, that we received from God. And when they do that, that means they're criminals, and they must be lawfully dealt with. And that's why I make reference to Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, continuously, because I want people to understand that we, the people, are the government in this country. Now, as I'm reading the U.S. Constitution today, it's interesting, and I want you to hear it again, that we the people of the United States, to order in order to form a more perfect union, not disunion, okay? The purpose of government is to maintain order, not to create disorder the way that you've been led to believe that it's okay that they act out in such a fashion. That's un-American, okay? If we're ruled by law, one law, okay, not 101 party affiliations, but one law, Article 4, Section 4, it's going to unify us, and we're going to remain a free people under God. If not, this is what we're going to get. a bunch of treasonous individuals that are now ruling over the top of the 330 million people that are allowing these people to act in such a fashion. And I want to say to every single person that's a part of that administration or any civil officer in the United States of America, for you to suggest that what he says is law is one of the most ignorant things that I've ever heard in my life. And I say this, shame on you. And if you're doing your job, you're going to stand up against this tyranny the same way a good majority of the good people in this country are standing up against it today. But again, when you look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, in order to form a more perfect union, what do? We establish justice. Guess who the law is? We are. Guess who brings judgment? We do, under God. We'll be right back. Deuteronomy 8:11. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, I was just highlighting, answering some objections that we had from a caller named Willie on Saturday, and I just wanted to set the record straight. He was telling me what I was telling the people was completely unconstitutional. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that in every state of our union, there is laws protecting the people from forced vaccinations, but you can rest assured that's what's coming down the line. This individual suggested that, well, if the government said it, it must be law. Really? It must be law that they said you can go ahead and murder innocent babies, right? Which stands against God's law. Common sense, friends. Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. I guess it must be law when the government comes in and begins to tell you taxation without representation. Well, Willie, the government said so. I guess whatever the government says, it must be law. You are sadly mistaken. Every country deserves the government that it has. And I want to tell you what, this isn't the reflection in Washington, D.C. or in state governments across the United States. Not all of them, but in many of them. This is not the people's reflection because it doesn't reflect the law that keeps us free in this country. Capiche? Follow? Savvy? Get it? Dig? I just wanted to clarify it. Folks, we've had federal judges, we've had Supreme Court judges throughout the states tell us that this is not true, and I'm saying two things, but I'm saying the same thing. Now, one of the things I wanted to cover, friends, is Operation Warp Speed. No wonder why they want to hurry everything up. Because they don't want you to see the after effects. This is what I played during the first segment. This is the video, the audio that I played for you during the first and the second segments, friends. Again, I just want to reiterate the point. I don't like people being lied to. Why? Because I don't like being lied to. And what makes us free? Truth. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And for all those people that are watching me right now that profess to be Christians, the Bible's clear when it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you go to Matthew 2:6, it tells us the law of truth is in our mouth. And what are we supposed to do? We're to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Ezekiel 44:23. That's what's missing from people in this country. We're called to be the light of the world, and we see very little of that today. Now, let me go back to this Operation Warp Speed really quick. I got one segment left. William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea. Okay, for every infringement of human freedom, what do we hear going on over the last 11 and 12 months? Necessity, right? Emergency. It's always under emergency, friends. And then we're supposed to rally behind them no matter what it is that they're advocating for. And keep in mind, order out of chaos. Ask the question, who's creating the chaos? In this particular incident, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Now, I hope that we can now all understand why the Lord continuously prescribed patience as a virtue, right? 1 Corinthians 4:5, 2 Peter 2:6. I heard a preacher one time say, and it just stuck with me when I read it. He said that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Let me say it again. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Why is it that they called it Operation Warp Speed? Because they want to hurry up and get it in you, right? So that you don't see the side effects. What did the Lord say? Man, tyrants, friends, the argument of tyrants is necessity, emergency. God's is, nope, slow your roll, patience, it's a virtue. I'm going to bring all things to the light in my time. Okay, but that's not what we heard from government. We've heard just the exact opposite. Hurry. Matter of fact, they've used forced compliance to the point where they call it the invisible enemy and that they're going to use the million man army to make sure that everybody gets their vaccination. Does that sound like a willful people, or does that sound like they're trying to browbeat people into submission through totalitarian methods? Folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Slow your roll. This is why I continuously come back to many of the points, because I want you to slow your roll. Okay? You're being inundated with new things all day long. Let's go back to what's important. And notice what's important is what we're talking about right now. And notice the spin doctors are trying to get your attention. They're trying to get you distracted from the very point that we keep coming back to. Why? They want to keep people confused. That's what they want to do. And confusion is not of God. Okay? This is all done by those that want to speedily inject unknown chemicals into your body through unconstitutional measures before having a chance to understand what's actually at play. Consider the source, friends. Consider the source. Ephesians 4:14. Okay? I mean, we have these criminal conspirators, and that's exactly what they have. They've indemnified themselves with the help of criminals known as representatives that are being that are aiding and abetting and helping them to indemnify themselves. And I'm talking about the vaccine companies, friends. Just think about all the people that we talked about Saturday, showing you the graph of all the people that died just in January or had some side adverse side effect from one of these Pfizer or Moderna test vaccines, friends, as you're the guinea pigs. But you haven't heard a word of that. Nope, they just keep talking about, they just keep playing political theater and they keep driving it, friends, as if it's the best thing since the creation of sliced bread. Baloney. Baloney, friends.
And you know government as well as I do, and I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about good government again. See, in their minds, they're above the law. They're demigods. See, what applies to you and me, us peasants, they believe it doesn't apply to them. And this is one of those particular situations in which we're highlighting even now. Okay? And we need to understand, friends, they're not getting their vaccinations. Okay? Give me a break. Folks, they've been doing their best to cover up anything that would counter their lying narratives concerning the death tolls, as we played for you on Saturday, right? And their untested vaccinations, right? Put that up against Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, and John 8:44. Just consider the source again. Just this last week, Tim Brown, senior editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, also does the morning show on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, reported these drug pushers are doing nothing but lying to the American people and at the cost of your lives. He said that he reported on Thursday that January vaccine adverse events report indicated nearly 3,000 entries and almost 460 deaths because of these vaccinations. However, the Center for Disease Control is now saying that from the middle of December to the first of the week of February, nearly 1,200 people have died following getting the experimental COVID jab, but have no concern. The CDC claims that what you need to know is that they are safe and effective. This is what they keep selling the people, right? Just like a woman killing her baby, the government wants her to know that it's her choice. She's not guilty for killing her baby. She's not guilty for committing the act of fornication that she was educated up under through Hollywood and television and corrupt politicians and the Supreme Court that calls it free speech. Well, let me tell you what Scripture tells you. It tells you 1 Corinthians 6:9, that no fornicator or adulterer shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, the Word of God stands in contrast to what these people are telling you, friends. And it's there to prevent evil. It's there to prevent and to spare and to save your lives. Read Psalm 19, verse 11. By them thy servant is warned, is what Scripture tells us. Also, I shared with you just recently, friends, the woman we played audio last week, Wes from India. Listen to this one again. I'm sure you heard it. But a woman dies within hours of receiving Pfizer vaccine. Right? I mean, and what does it do? It attacks their main organs. And then I shared with you the excited health worker dies after second COVID-19 within days after he took it. And his wife stands up and says, no, he would do it all over again. I highly doubt that. So therefore, in conclusion, this must stop. It's Operation Warp Speed, friends, because they don't want you to see the outcome. They don't want you to see the side effects. These adverse side effects, they're not reporting the adverse side effects. They're not reporting the death toll from the people that have taken these. And by the way, much of this information is now coming out even through the mainstream media. Governor Andrew Cuomo's aides are saying New York nursing homes are getting away with a lot as accusations of a cover-up continue. This is in the mainstream media, friends. I mean, when they're telling you the truth, that means there's pressure being put on them by the people at large. That means they're getting nervous, right? Prevention is better than cure. Since the beginning of this pandemic, we've taken notice right off the bat that this is fraudulent to the degree that they have exaggerated and embellished this virus. Those who are pushing this propaganda must be dealt with according to law. That applies to all of us, as I showed you on the diagram, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And by the way, there's no ifs, there's no ands or buts about it. And that for your own sake, for goodness sakes, friends. Love tells you the truth, 1 John 3:18. And I'm trying to say for your own sakes, pay attention to what's going on. Do cross-check everything that you're being told from every given source. But you can always judge the truth of the matter by the fruit that the tree bears. Matthew 7:16. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 as well. See, because, and I end with, the burden of proof has been laid on them to prove their theory. And a theory it is. And when it's time for them to produce the facts, you know what they do? They ignore them. And then they ride roughshod over the people and qualified doctors. And this they do to unlawfully drive everyone to their dangerous vaccinations. And when the fruit of the vaccination comes out, well, they censor it. And how long are you going to put up with it? Because I'm not going to.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.